Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Living Life at LifeU. I am your host, Dr. Veronica Garcia, and today I am joined by an amazing student of the chiropractic program at Life University, Ms. Kim. Hi, Kathleen, how are you doing?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
I'm so good, so good. So, Kathleen, what quarter are you? You are in the chiropractic program, but what quarter are you?
Yes, I'm 10th quarter.
10th quarter, so you have only 1 year left.
Yep, oh yep. Very nerve-wracking, but I'm very excited. Double digits, so I'm like, can't believe I've been in school for basically almost 3 years now. It's very crazy, but I'm super excited.
Get it done.
But at the same time, like, I've just had such a good experience here, and it's been so fun. It's not one of those typical programs where it's like so miserable all the time. I'm still miserable all the time, you know, because I have to study and do things, but it's been a very, very fun experience, which I feel like you can't say about most programs you do. So
Yeah, absolutely. And I could not agree with you even more. Like, definitely my experience here was, yes, there was times that you were crying in a corner in the CCE building. But there's also times of absolute joy. And the more that you get involved with different entities in the university, the more overall satisfaction of your community and your experience here. So I understand that you are very involved in the university in different ways. So let's start with, you are a student ambassador, which is an organization that is very dear to my heart. And if this is your first time listening, you will know that I was also a student ambassador, and it definitely shifted and changed my experience here. What has been your experience with student ambassadors?
Well, I mean, it's been really great. I mean, I joined student ambassadors because, well, I got a random email from the school saying you should join student ambassadors. And I was like, you know what? Like, I don't even know what that means, but something felt like I should apply. And I didn't know what to expect and what I was never an ambassador or anything like that. So I didn't know, like, oh, do I just market for the school? You know, like that kind of thing. But going through the process of doing the recruitment and stuff like that, it was a really like eye-opening experience, like how to like talk in a certain way and like be able to express yourself with like people you don't know, and like giving tours and just like having another time commitment, like outside of everything that I'm doing in school, has like really helped me to manage my time better and also just be more of a well-rounded person. It's been over a year since I first joined Student Ambassadors. And like, I just reflect on the time that I've had, and I still will have until I graduate. And it's brought me, sometimes I feel like, oh, well, you know, like, I can talk to a wall and like it really hasn't like, you know, changed. But like the way that I talk now is so much different than when I first joined. Like when I can just talk to people like outright, and it's just, I come at speaking with others with such more ease, and I'm like, it's comfortable. And the people that I've met through student about, that's like the best part, is we get to do the things that we enjoy doing, which is like helping others, serving others, you know, just speaking chiropractic and just speaking about the school too. Like how much we love the school together is one of my favorite parts.
That's beautiful. That's definitely beautiful. One of the huge pieces that I take away from being a student ambassador is those relationships that I built. Like, just to know that I met one of my absolute best friends, and to know that her daughters call me Titi, which means auntie. And it wouldn't have been that way unless I wouldn't have become a student ambassador. And same thing with my other best friend as well. I am the godmother to their son, and all these relationships happen because of that. And it truly shifts and impacts who you are as a person. I could definitely understand the whole speaking thing. It's not scripted in any way whatsoever, but it's to allow you to find your leadership voice and to be able to put it out there and fine tune it with the very important piece of having your identity be your identity, but through leadership. And it's just mind blowing. And you've been an ambassador for over a year, you mentioned now, right? How do you think that if you wouldn't have become a student ambassador, your life would change, maybe positive or negative, of course, as in your experience at Life University?
I honestly think that I wouldn't, I already enjoyed life before I became an ambassador, but I don't think I would have enjoyed it as much. I didn't come to a Life Leadership Weekend here. And that's just an event where, if nobody knows, it's an event where people come and experience Life University for the weekend, meet all like the board members. And so I didn't come to one before I came here. I kind of just jumped the gun and came over here. And working the Life Leadership Weekend for my first quarter as an ambassador, oh my gosh, like it was such a great experience. And like, I wasn't even like experiencing it. Like I was on like the other side, and like, you know, as a student ambassador, we're the first people to meet everybody that's come for Life Leadership Weekend. And seeing like so many people's like lives, and just like for that weekend, like their lives being impacted by something as simple as just like, you know, like one of the things we do, like Lifeline, like, and just the events that we have and the speakers that come out and just talk about chiropractic and how it's affected their lives. Like, it was just amazing to experience how people can be just touched by like people here talking to them about chiropractic, and it's not, you know what I mean? Like that was just an amazing experience for me. So I honestly don't think I would have had as much fun if I didn't enjoy, join student ambassadors. It's just the feeling of like when I went to, when I went to undergrad, it was not that fun as coming here.
Gotcha.
People were not really open and nice and sorry.
You're okay.
People weren't really open and like nice. No one really ever said hi. Not really my kind of deal. If we make eye contact, I'm going to say hi to you. One of Life University's mottos. And I think just being an ambassador, like you, it's just like, that's like kind of like you hold yourself to that standard, right? Like you introduce yourself to pretty much even if you don't know them. And I love that part. And like, that's like Life University. Like you make other people feel like they belong no matter where they come from or what they're doing or whether they're in like, you know, like business degree, chiropractic degree, nutrition, you know, like we're all like, we have the same goal here.
Yeah.
And I love that. And I feel like student ambassadors really like kind of express that. That's to like beautiful. Everybody that they meet. So
that's beautiful.
Yeah.
And you mentioned a lot about just being able to like tell the chiropractic story and how chiropractic impacted you. What did you chose to become a chiropractor?
So I like to say chiropractic chose me. no, but it's funny because when I was an undergrad, okay, let me just backtrack. My dad passed away when I was little and he died from a heart attack. And from then on, I was like, no matter what, I was like, I'm going into healthcare. Like, I want to help people. And that's always been my goal is like, I don't care what I'm doing as long as I'm in the field of like, you know, medicine or healthcare. Like, I just want to help somebody. And so my heart was really set on PA school. And when I was an undergrad, I was trying to get all my hours, and the entire time, like, chiropractic had never even popped into my head. And then a student that I knew my senior year of undergrad was like, oh, I'm going to chiropractic school. I was like, oh, that's cool. And in the back of my mind, I'm like, she's going to break somebody's neck one day, you know? And so like, I had this like totally like different image of chiropractic. Like, it just wasn't even a thing for me. And I was like, oh, that's going to be hard. Like, whatever. And turns out my first job after undergrad was at a chiropractic place. But,
beautiful.
Right. So, I mean, come on, that's weird. But I was a chiropractic assistant. I basically just did like PT, help people through PT exercises and stuff like that. And then COVID happened. So a lot happened through COVID. And, you know, I was still trying to just get my hours for PA school. And then I worked for another chiropractor. And it was just like, I was just preaching chiropractic to everybody. And I didn't even know the full extent to what chiropractic was like, and vitalism, like learning that here, and everything just like made sense. And in January of 2021, I was kind of just like, what am I doing? Like, like this is the next step that I want to take. And it's to go into chiropractic because like, that's the way that I feel like I can truly help people. And especially growing up, like my mom, we weren't really like, my mom was a little more holistic than others. And so I felt like that really paired with me. And so just the fact that not literally like I put my hands on somebody and heal them, but just like I can use my hands as a tool to like truly help people through their life and help their own bodies heal. Like that to me was amazing. So I already loved chiropractic before I came here, but then I came here and I was like, oh. I fell in love with it. And after first quarter, you know, I went back home and I just spoke. I don't know what I was talking about, but it was,
It was chiropractic.
It was chiropractic, but they didn't understand it was chiropractic. So I've learned a lot since then, and it's just, I don't know.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That's beautiful. I love that. You also have, throughout your experience here at Life University, mm-hmm. you've also been very involved with helping other students through student ambassadors, but also in their academic career and mm-hmm. in their academic piece with PatLab. So you are a PatLab instructor, is that correct?
Yes, and also x-ray physics.
And x-ray physics. All right. So two major aspects of chiropractic as a profession, right? So the art piece of it, as well as the science piece of it. Mm-hmm. So what's your role in those two aspects? How do you get there? What do you teach? What does it mean to be an instructor as a student?
Yeah, I'm sorry, just x-ray physics.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, sorry.
Gotcha.
So x-ray physics, I took it fourth quarter and I thought it was really cool.
Yeah.
Nobody seemed to really enjoy it that much. Mm-hmm. Just cause I feel like, you know, like we're still learning, it's fourth quarter. But I just seemed to really, really like it. I enjoy radiology. Mm-hmm. And then they were looking for a PAL instructor after I took it. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I'll do it. Like, sounds awesome. And I haven't really had the experience of kind of tutoring or teaching others. So it was a new experience for me too. And I thought it would be good for not only me, but the students who are struggling with it, because it was a bit challenging and it's new. It's a new concept for people to learn. And so my first quarter after I took it and I was teaching, like, it was just so fun. I don't know. I was like, but then after my first session, I did for 2 hours. I was like, dang, I could never be a professor because I was exhausted after talking and like teaching for that long. I was like, how do they do this? This is hard. No, but it was so like thrilling because I could see how some students learn versus how other students learn and how it's so completely different. And like, mm-hmm. even myself, like I was learning, mm-hmm. teaching these students because I was learning how to say different ways on different subjects, mm-hmm. you know? So that was a learning process for me too, but I just think it's awesome because I get to, you know, draw sometimes, like, and that works well with these people. And then I get to do like, make like tests and stuff like that. And that works better for other people. And some people just enjoy like just talking it out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I felt really like, what's that word when you're kind of just like, you feel good because you've made other people like just get it, you know, mm-hmm. when mm-hmm. it's really a concept that
you felt proud.
Yes. I'm like, words
you
are hard.
Proud of your yeah. children.
I did. And I would meet with Dr. Dallin and Dr. Fuqua, and I would just be telling them like, yeah, like so-and-so got this today. Like, and she told me she got an A on her. And Dr. Dallin would be like, this is how I feel when the students get good grades. And I'm like, wow, I feel like such a professor. So, it's really awesome. And you know, I still have my sessions every quarter. And I'll have like one or two kids come and they're just like, this helped me so much. And they just like update me. And like, we don't just talk about x-ray physics too. Like I ask them like genuinely, like, you know, how are you? Because yeah. it's a tough part, tough spot to be at that part of the program where like you're getting into the nitty gritty of things, but you haven't like really gotten there yet.
Yeah.
So like, I like to also just like keep the sessions open. Like even if you don't want to like learn about x-ray physics sometimes and you just need to come in, like mm-hmm. be like, hey, like I'm just struggling. Like I'm like, I also want to be like there for those
space for them. Beautiful. That's beautiful, Kathleen. Yeah. Well, you are just a few quarters away from graduation. What's the plan after?
The plan,
if any, right now.
Yeah, the plan is to think about starting my own practice.
Yeah,
or do a little side by side, mm-hmm. like work as an associate part time, and just like work on building my own practice after. Something that I really, really want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been thinking about that a lot.
Yeah.
So,
well, you have a year. Stay malleable.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's, as it shows you, your path is definitely being paved by every choice that you make. So it's beautiful that you've already kind of starting to think and shine a light into what that beautiful practice of Kathleen is going to look like.
Absolutely.
Dr. Kathleen at that time. Oh my goodness. Well, thank you so much for spending a few minutes of your time with us. I hope that the quarter continues and ends amazingly. Very proud of everything that you are, everything you've become, and everything you will become. Very excited to call you colleague one day.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. And of course, always, it's an honor to be have interviewed by you. So
thank you. You're so nice.
Thank you.
And we'll see you guys on the next episode of Living Life at LifeU. Bye.
Bye.